That the road ahead of her is long. Nevertheless, she continues to move forward one step at a time. And although her final destination is nowhere in sight, she sees it clearly in her mind. Yet and still she can't help but remember all those times. She pumped her system full of drugs, joint after joint, needle after needle, line after line. And although her age and actual years refuse, she's lived a life fast and hard, which means she's accumulated way more than her fair share of physical, mental, and emotional scars. Then add to that the fact that, for the most part, her consciousness has been a liquid to God. Real friends, she thought she had some. In reality, she had none. Still in her need to see these people as her friends, she continually put her trust in them until one day, they took everything she had. Then left on an abandoned house floor, physically naked, spiritually broken, and emotionally sad. For days she walked around in a daze. And when she finally got up enough spirit just to pray, her body jerked away because of the drugs she found that her body had fallen prey. And over this, it's worth shedding a tear to. Because Shonda really is a beautiful sister. It's just that the dark side of the world got into her system and completely twisted her, until she became an alien amongst her own kind. But even worse than that, a nobody in her own mind. And now maybe some of you are sitting out there figuring that the words in said poem don't apply to you. But I bet you if you think about it, you'll come up with someone who has, is, or seemingly about to go through some of the same things that Shonda's gone through, or maybe even worse. And I'm not trying to burst anyone's bubble, but the size of putrefaction that comes from lack of understanding is not a good look. See, no longer can we stand aside while brothers and sisters are being forsook. So instead of pointing a finger, laughing, and showing no concern, saying this doesn't apply to me, we have to keep in mind that understanding plus compassion equals empathy, not sympathy. And this leads me back to the sister Shonda. Because in the same way that a drop of water and a ray of sunshine combines to reach a buried seed and causes a sunflower to grow through the tiniest crack in the sidewalk, the light of the Most High reaches in the depths of Shonda's soul and causes the spirit to back talk. And now, no longer is she doing drugs as a hobby. Instead, every morning she puts on her black on black rhyme t-shirt and go jogging. And with every long stride, she moves that needle further and further away from her veins. And with each expansion of her lungs, she breathes out the weed smoke that used to fog her brain. And instead of following white lines up her nose, she's now running physical, mental, emotional circles around her foes. But she doesn't care about that. See, all that really matters to her is just one thing, and that is making sure that she remains clean.
Shonda.